This is Brad Milkey of ABC News' Start Here podcast with your sports update. Down one star, the Golden State Warriors keep winning thanks to the rejuvenation of another. We'll explain coming up.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is getting up to use the bathroom at the stadium.
Excuse me. Oh, sorry. Excuse me. You mind if I just squeeze by here?
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Warriors star Klay Thompson is out for the 2021 season with a torn Achilles tendon, but in his absence, two-time MVP Steph Curry has stepped up in a big way. Curry sits near the top of the league in points scored and three-pointers made and set a new personal best with 62 points in a single game.
This ABC Sports Update was brought to you by Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance.
HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
I'm sure you've seen what Dr. Manmohan Singh has written in his article today. And, you know, there have been a recent study that's been released as well about inequality get rising because of the pandemic, and especially in India. I just want to quote this particular extract to you of what Dr. Manmohan Singh says. He says the curative economic measures of government in response to the COVID-19 pandemic may have unintentionally caused one of the worst phases of economic disparity between the rich and the poor in most nations. How do you respond to that, Mr. Subramaniam?
Firstly, Sunetra, you know, I have actually, having played cricket myself, I always, you know, have this belief that, you know, even Shane Warne bowled bad deliveries. Just because he was Shane Warne did not mean that every delivery that he bowled was a wicket-taking delivery. So, you know, and when I used to play cricket, I always used to play the ball rather than the bowler. And that is a principle that I've always adhered to in other areas as well. So I think we have to look at the strength of the economic argument rather than the person that is making that argument. You know, in on that, I would actually say the chapter that we have written, you know, in the economic survey on inequality and growth, conflict or convergence, I think has a resounding answer to you know, to economic arguments like these. In the advanced economies, and some of these kind of commentaries are based on following of the comment of the conversations in advanced economies. But there is indeed a conflict between inequality and growth. In India, the survey very clearly shows that there is no conflict. If anything, there's a convergence in terms of the correlation.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you what you meant by that, because you say there is no contradiction between inequality and growth. Can you explain that much more, especially in the light of this criticism that Dr. Manmohan Singh and others have leveled?
As we show very clearly in the economic survey, if you take the advanced economies, you look at, for instance, health indicators, and I showed this in the presentation yesterday. If you go and check the YouTube video, you'll actually find this as well. Higher inequality leads to actually worse socioeconomic outcomes in the advanced economies. In contrast, an increase in per capita GDP, you know, either leads to better socioeconomic outcomes or no correlation whatsoever. So there is this conflict there in terms of, you know, inequality versus per capita GDP, which is a manifestation of growth, effectively. In contrast, if you look at in the Indians, you know, Indian scenario, you see the same effect, which is that, you know, whether it's, you know, education, health outcomes, crime, mental health, you know, all kinds of different indicators which have been covered in the survey, this kind of tension that you see in the advanced economies does not manifest in India. And the reason this chapter was written was precisely for, you know, the questions like these, that yes, you know, the COVID pandemic actually has the potential to exacerbate inequality. But given the stage of development that India is in, and here India is different from the advanced economies for two reasons. One, our potential growth rate is much higher. And as a result, we can, you know, expand the pie at a much faster pace. And secondly, the opportunity that we have for us to be able to lift people out of poverty, millions out of poverty, that opportunity is also significant. So our stage of development is different, and the survey therefore argues that given our stage of development, we should be focusing on growth, because it is growth that has actually lifted millions out of poverty. So if you see in the, you know, in the economic survey, about 85% of the reduction in poverty that has come from economic growth. Because if you grow the pie, the resources that you get out of that, you can actually use it for redistribution. And that is what that is something that really helps. So, you know, the main point is that that economic policy must be driven by economic evidence, not based on opinions, you know, and irrespective of whoever expresses that opinion.
Sure. So you're basically saying that if we focus on growth, there will be a trickle-down effect that will lift the poor out of poverty. Is that what you're saying? Just to clarify.
No, actually, no. You know, I listen carefully to what I'm saying. I'm saying that when you expand the pie, the, you know, resources that you get, you can use that for redistribution. Trickle down basically means that you, that does not involve any redistribution. What I'm saying is the expansion of the pie gives you the resources to also do focused policies towards actually, you know, improving and that is being seen. In fact, we've shown it as well. If you look at, and this is a very important point, and I think Dr. Manmohan Singh should take note of this. If you look at the bare necessities, you know, which basically his government was able to deliver versus 2018 now, and this is using the NSSO survey, there's been significant improvement in those bare necessities in 2018 vis-a-vis 2012. So again, I would emphasize, I go by evidence and not by opinions, you know, irrespective of who is making that.
Do you think that there could be other ideas as well in order to, I mean, what would you say of other kind of ideas in reducing inequality, for example, especially because, you know, looking ahead to the budget, as in redistribution of taxes, what would you say to ideas like that?
I think, you know, I've said it very clearly that, you know, given that there is convergence between growth and inequality, given the state of development that we are in compared to advanced economies, you know, we have to be careful. We just don't, you know, read the Thomas Piketty's of the world, which actually, and they have good arguments to make for the advanced economies, but that we don't cut paste actually and implement stuff here. We have to actually use, you know, and our own thinking to actually argue what is right for us. And for us at this stage of development, we should continue focusing on growth so that the pie expands, and that is used for you know, lifting millions out of poverty. I think the evidence is very clear. Again, I will emphasize that let economic policy be driven by evidence and careful evidence, not opinions.
Well, that was a conversation, and that brings us to the end of this episode of On the Record. If you would like to share your views on it, do tweet me at Sunetra C or at HT Smartcast. Send in your feedback, and I'll be back with another episode. So join us then. Goodbye.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.